USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson updating us on the case regarding Empire actor Jussie Smollett being arrested. Smollett is in custody after being accused of filing a false police report. President Trump has indicated he doesn't think his second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be the last. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells NBC's Today Show he's optimistic about the summit.
We've been negotiating hard. I have a team on the ground in Vietnam even today, continuing to lay the groundwork for the summit next week in Hanoi. And I'm very hopeful. I'm hopeful Chairman Kim will fulfill the promises that he made in Singapore in June of last year.
President Trump intends to push Kim on a denuclearization plan. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A government representative has confirmed that Venezuela has closed its maritime border with Aruba and Curaçao. Earlier this week, President Trump talked about what we can do as Americans to help the Venezuelan people out. That may include a military intervention, but according to Christian Witten, former State Department official who tells Fox News, it probably won't be necessary.
I don't think it'll come down to the need for the U.S. to go in. To the extent Maduro conducts extremely, does very bad things or threatens our national security, it remains an option. I think it's good the president hasn't taken it off the table. But these regimes always look very tough and very solid until they're not. And then if you look at the long history of regimes like this that have been swept into history's ash heap, I think the people will get it.
Fewer Americans are filing for unemployment benefits. The Department of Labor reports this morning that there were 216,000 first-time claims, down from 239,000 in the previous week. Economists had expected that number to drop to 229,000 new claims, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Having your student loans deducted from your paychecks each month could become a reality if a new proposal from Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee becomes law. Kristen Tate writes about taxes and government waste for The Hill. She's also the author of a book titled, How Do I Tax Thee? She tells Fox Business that the student loan problem is growing and growing out of control.
This doesn't surprise me at all. Total student loan debt in this country is now more than $1.5 trillion, and this is largely the result of federal loans. Today, the feds subsidize over 70% of all student aid. Most students can qualify for as much federal aid as they need for tuition, regardless of the price tag or the earning potential of the degree that they're seeking. So colleges can continue to increase their tuition with impunity because they know that no matter what they charge, students will be able to finance it with government money. Right. And as a result of that, we've seen a 129% increase in tuition from 1988 to today.
Yes.
So, you know, these students come out of school with tens of thousands of dollars in debt, and not only can they not afford to buy houses, many can't even afford rent. We're seeing a record number of millennials living with their parents.
A new report out from creditcards.com says 39 million Americans have been carrying credit card debt for the past 2 years, with another 8 million saying they can't recall just how long they've been in debt. Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.